That evening, when he got back from work, Uncle Vernon did something he'd never done before. He visited Harry in his cupboard. "Where's my letter?" said Harry, the moment Uncle Vernon had squeezed through the door. "Who's writing to me?"
"No one."
"It was addressed to you by mistake," said Uncle Vernon shortly. "I have burned it." "It was not a mistake," said Harry angrily. "It had my cupboard on it."
"Silence!"
yelled Uncle Vernon, and a couple of spiders fell from the ceiling. He took a few deep breaths and then forced his face into a smile, which looked quite painful.
Yes. Harry, about this cupboard. Your aunt and I have been thinking. You're really getting a bit big for it. We think it might be nice if you moved into Dudley's second bedroom."
"Why?" said Harry.
"Don't ask questions," snapped his uncle. "Take this stuff upstairs, now."
The Dursleys' house had four bedrooms, one for Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia, one for visitors, usually Uncle Vernon's sister Marge, one where Dudley slept, and one where Dudley kept all the toys and things that wouldn't fit into his first bedroom. It only took Harry one trip upstairs to move everything he owned from the cupboard to this room. He sat down on the bed and stared around him. Nearly everything in here was broken. The month-old video camera was lying on top of a small working tank Dudley had once driven over the next-door neighbour's dog. In the corner was Dudley's first-ever television set, which he'd put his foot through when his favourite programme had been cancelled. There was a large birdcage which had once held a parrot that Dudley had swapped at school for a real air rifle, which was up on a shelf with the end all bent because Dudley had sat on it. Other shelves were full of books. They were the only things in the room that looked as though they'd never been touched. From downstairs came the sound of Dudley bawling at his mother.
"I don't want him in there. I need that room. Make him get out."
Harry sighed and stretched out on the bed. Yesterday, he'd have given anything to be up here. Today, he'd rather be back in his cupboard with that letter than up here without it.